Thank you, Brother Tommy. We appreciate it. Have your Bibles taken, open them up to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 25. Sometimes folks go, you know, y'all come out there to that cowboy church, y'all sing like Ghost Riders in the Sky and things like that. Well, I want you to think about that song for just a minute. And I appreciate Brother Tommy, and our church is always blessed that we have different musicians every single service. And we have had some really been blessed with some really talented folks. But Ghost Riders in the Sky, I want you to think about our world. That song said that we chase the devil's herd. And that pretty much sums up our world. We do chase the devil's herd. We chase power. We chase money. We chase fun. We chase fame. And none of those things matter. Good selection. The next one you followed up with, "The Night the Savior Called My Name." And the mercy. You know, that guy's testimony there, seeing the cattle coming at him, is kind of like that one of Paul's when he met the Lord on the Damascus Road. And you see, each and every one of us have that miracle moment when Jesus called our name. So today, if you don't know him, we pray that you will also have that personal experience. As I've told y'all before, your testimony of how the Lord came to you is yours. That is the one thing nobody can ever tell you you're wrong about, because it's yours personally. We go after accepting him and live in a world every day where we face trials and tribulations. And last week, the message, we talked about those who wait upon the Lord. And oftentimes, you know, I believe 100% God hears every single prayer. We had praise and prayer time where we have talked about being thankful for those prayers that are being answered, things that baffle man. And they, Brother Mark, you talked about the percentage of people who live or die with what that man was afflicted with, and yet through the power of prayer, God never ceases to baffle mankind with all our intelligence and technology, which all come from him anyway. But prayer is a very powerful thing, and God hears and answers every single prayer. We live in a society today where everything is instantaneous. We're looking for the gratification or whatever it is that we want. God's not that way. It is always in his timing and his way. And we have to understand that if we will yield ourselves to his guidance and his deliverance, we will be blessed immensely. There are many prayers that it's just wait upon him. There are prayers that the answer is no. And a lot of times we can look back some 10, 15, 20 years later and go, "Lord, I sure am glad you answered that with no." And it made a lot of difference in our lives. Today, that is the title of our message, our guide and deliverer daily. And that is what we should be looking for out of our Lord and Savior, is a daily guidance and a daily deliverance. If we seek that and allow him to work in our lives, we will find that our lives will be richly blessed. We'll understand, as Jesus talks about in John, the abundant life. And all of those trials and tribulations we go through, he is there to walk through with us, and some of them just totally dissipate when we yield to his will. So Psalm 25 this morning, I want to share the words of David as he was inspired by God to write. Invite you to stand to honor the reading of God's Word if you're able to this morning. And in reading this, as we go through, listen to each one of the words and how hopefully it applies in your life. And especially if you're going through some harsh times, either yourself or maybe it's family, but gain the strength that the Lord has in these words. "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed, Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercies, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenants and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is a man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all of my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on you. You may be seated. What an inspiration that the Holy Spirit gave David in writing this psalm. And throughout it, he talks about if we wait and allow the Lord to direct our paths, he promises us throughout the Bible and many other sections, both New and Old Testament, that if we seek him, we will find him. If we ask of him, he will give. And so those things are for you and I. We have to have the choice. He is Holy Spirit, the Comforter that Jesus promised. He said he will come and guide you and direct you, and he does exactly that. If we will pay attention and listen, and that oftentimes creates the problem for you and I to listen. We too often want to do what we think. I got this figured out. I got it, Lord. Until I hadn't got it anymore. If you and I would understand, if we give that up at the very beginning and seek him and watch for his guidance and his direction, it will turn out far better than anything we could ever touch. Said many a time in here and told you all that, the Lord is interested in every single thing that you are interested in. It doesn't matter how small, how large. It doesn't have to be something big that we think we can't handle ourselves. I got news for you. I've learned that he can handle everything a whole lot better than I can. In daily walking, it is constantly, if I listen to him and keep my eyes, as David says, he says, I lift my eyes up on you. I keep my vision on you. His statutes are true even today. The world oftentimes does not want to hear those truthful statutes. Hence, we get the world in which we live today. Herman talked about the morals. You know, God presents to you and I 10 simple rules to live by. Those Ten Commandments are still just as applicable today as they were the day God wrote them on the tablets and gave them to Moses. All of our laws come from those. Jesus even made it a little more succinct and said these two commandments. One was the same as was the original from the Father, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And then he turns and he says, love your neighbor as yourself. And if you'll look at those others that are in the original ten, if you take care of your neighbor the way you take care of yourself, all of those nine go away. We wouldn't have no cheating, no stealing, no adultery, no lying, no gossiping. None of those things would apply. You see, we don't like it when it's done towards us, so why would we inflict that on someone else? He says that I will be your guide, and also David says, you are my deliverer. There are a lot of things in our lives, trials and tribulations that come up, you and I cannot do anything about. We can't fix it. When we're told there's some type of cancer or something else, or like the guy Mark was talking about earlier, even with all of the greatness in the medical technology and their minds, there's times in which you had probably of yourself or in your family, the doctor has said, it is out of my hands. It's not within me to fix. But I assure you, there's one who can fix it. And that is our Lord. And that is what makes prayer so powerful. Paul said it this, pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean we walk around with our head bowed and not watching where we're going. You get the same effect when you sit there and watch your phone. I am amazed watching people. I spent in Dallas last week, and when we were out and about, the people that are walking around looking at that phone, watch one lady step right off into a parking lot, and if the driver hadn't been paying attention, we'd have had an accident right there. That's not what Paul was talking about. He's telling you and I the same that the Holy Spirit gave David, that we should be constantly have the Lord in our mindset. In everything that we do, try to exemplify exactly what Christ did. As Christ went out through His ministry, when you read the New Testament over and over again, when He speaks or He answers, even when He was tempted by Satan himself, and then when He speaks to the Sadducees, the Pharisees, or others, He says, I tell you what I heard my Father say. He's always pointing to the Father. He's always going back to that bedrock, that foundation. And you see, today, that's why our morals are the way they are, and it's why our younger generation is the way that it is. Thankfully, we're beginning to see some turn. But you see, that part falls back on me and you, the older generation. We fail to do what Deuteronomy 6:4 tells us, that we teach our young people. I don't care about your age in here. Each one of you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Some of you even have the great-greats. But the primary thing those young people should be taught by me and you, both verbally and in how we carry about our daily lives, are the statutes of our Heavenly Father. When we follow those statutes, when we follow His guidance and direction, He builds a hedge of protection around you and I that becomes, and that's why we can say, not only is our daily guide, but our daily deliverer. He delivers us where we're not afflicted by those things. They roll off. We understand that in the name of Jesus, you and I, as believers, have the power to use His name to actually dismiss Satan from the presence of whatever we're in or wherever we're in. Satan, by Scripture, cannot stay when the name of Jesus Christ is invoked. If you've ever wondered why some of the folks don't want to pray or have you pray in the name of Jesus, it's for that exact reason. The devil's got to flee. He's cast out. Jesus on that cross and coming and rising from that tomb defeated Satan himself. There is nothing that he can do against you and I when we give our life to Jesus Christ. All humanly, in our physical body, it can be taken from us. But you see, that's going to take place anyway. For the very moment that we're born, we begin to die. But the soul, the heart, the essence of who you are, who I am, that was given by God. And when you and I turn that back over to Him, it is His forever. And there's nothing, as Scripture tells us, that can separate you and I from the love of Jesus Christ. That love that He displayed going to that cross, enduring all that He endured, not because He was guilty, but because of you and me. Of everything we did, have done, and not only the present, but the past. One of the greatest things is David writes in here, he says, do not, in verse 7, do not remember the sins of my youth nor my transgressions. Well, I'm not a youth anymore, but I still boob up. I don't want him just to forget the ones of my youth. I want him to forgive the ones I do now, because they occur, and he's faithful to do that. In fact, he tells us that in his word that once we've confessed those sins and repented, they're no longer remembered. The only one who remembers them is you and I. And the old devil, he was fully aware of those, and he tries to remind us of them all that he can. And on a daily basis, my answer to that is, my Lord's already forgiven it of me. You're bringing up things of the past that don't exist anymore. So as we walk through our daily lives, looking to Him, notice as He ends this chapter in 20, He says, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed of putting my faith in You and my trust in You. The world will oftentimes degrade us or belittle us or laugh at us because we are weak. We have to have this Jesus factor. Well, I remind them also of the fact that it says that in my weakness, God shows His greatness. He's really strong when I'm the weakest. Even Paul said, I glory in my infirmities. You know, no matter what takes place, you and I, God blesses us with the opportunity to keep going every single day. We have a lot of folks in here that have lived quite a few years. I turned one yesterday again. But I tell you what, I thank Him for the opportunity to live each one of those days, because that means He gives me another opportunity to be able to talk to folks. Dr. Jeremiah has a commercial out now where they're talking to him. Says, you preach a lot. They did it off of an interview, and it said, you preach a lot about the revelation, you preach a lot about the kingdom. And he said, it's not about the numbers. He said, I'm not trying to inform people so much so that they have knowledge of what is to come. He said, I do that because I want to see every one of them join the family of God. And folks, that's exactly how we should be every day. He continues on in 21. Notice here, he says, let integrity and uprightness preserve me. Paul would give that to Timothy in 1 Timothy, that he should stick, same for us, he should stick with those things that we have learned that we know are true and infallible. And this Bible is where we find where the truth and what is infallible. I've said before, I will repeat it today. Our young people today are looking for a solid foundation. They're reaching for it. They look for it just as we have in all other things to satisfy. And there will never be anything to satisfy except Jesus Christ. And the only truth is held within these pages. You and I can bank on this every single time. And there's not anything in this Bible that we don't see today. All the modes of travel or the way in which it's presented of what it maybe has changed in our lifetime, of what we see and what they have, but it's still the same constant denominator. Our Heavenly Father and people. People haven't changed. All through life, all through the centuries. They had wars back then, we have wars today. They have peacemakers back then, we have peacemakers today. Every single thing. There is not anything that surprises our Heavenly Father. Nothing And the greatest thing of all is He gives you and I the freedom to choose Him or to choose our own way. Who is your guide? Who is your deliverer? It's a question for you in your own life to ask. Do you depend upon yourself or others or government or whatever it may be? Or are you completely dependent upon Jesus Christ? For He is the one that can actually guide and deliver you on a daily basis in every situation. I invite you to bow your head, close your eyes. I'm done this morning.